Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening and God bless you all. Welcome to the Gospel Truth Broadcast with Evangelist Maybelle Edmond. We are so excited that you chose to spend your Sunday evening with us, and we're looking to have a great time in the Lord. So go ahead, grab your Bible, get your pen and your paper. Feel free to pray, to sing, and praise the Lord right along with us. And right now we're going to ask if Evangelist Sheila Hameen would lead us in our opening prayer. God bless you, Evangelist Hameen.
Praise the Lord. At this time, let us put our minds on the Lord. Most gracious and eternal Father in heaven, Lord, we thank you for this day. We thank you, O God, for your goodness and mercy toward us. And we come to you, Lord God, we humble our hearts. We ask for mercy and for forgiveness. O God, look upon us with compassion in the name of Jesus. Lord, search our hearts, O God, and forgive us, O Lord, for anything that's in our heart that should not be there. And we ask that you remove it right now in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, we ask that you will take us in your hands, mold us, shape us, and form us into vessels of honor, into the vessels that are pleasing unto you, Lord. We want to do your will, oh, God, and we need you to show us the way. We need you, Lord, to take us by the hand, to lead, guide, and direct us in the way we should go. Oh, blessed Savior, we ask, Lord, that you will stop by here just a little while, my God, while the broadcast is going forth. Let your word come forth, Lord Jesus. Send your anointing, my Lord God. Touch, Lord, heal, and make whole, my God, in the name of Jesus. Save dying souls, Lord. Deliver the bound in the name of Jesus. We know you have the power. There's nothing too hard for you, oh God, and there's nothing impending on you, Lord Jesus. And we're looking unto you, oh Lord God, please. We ask, Lord, that you will grant our prayer requests, grant the petitions that have gone up before you, Lord. Look on all of those who are on the prayer list, one by one and name by name. Oh, Lord God, you know every prayer request. You know every need. Oh, Lord, every heart's desire. And we ask you tonight, God, that you will grant each and every one. And let it be done, Lord, according to your holy will. In the name of Jesus, continue to bless this broadcast, Lord. Let your word have free course. Let it go far and near. Lord, let it reach souls everywhere in the name of Jesus. Those who don't know you, my God, reveal yourself unto them through your word. Oh, Lord God, those who are not saved, save them, Lord Jesus, yes, and give them another chance. Lord, give them time to seek your face, oh God. Give them time to repent, oh Lord, and accept you as their personal Savior. Oh, Lord God, go into the jails and the prisons. Lord, please visit every cell. Oh, my God, manifest yourself. Manifest your power. Oh, Lord God, save in the midst. Lord Jesus, have mercy tonight. Yes. Somebody, oh, God, is on death row. Oh, Lord God, save them, Lord Jesus. Yes. Deliver their souls in the name of Jesus. Have mercy tonight, Lord. We ask, God, that you will give to the bereaved family, Lord. We pray a special prayer for the Carr family. Oh, God, that you will comfort them and console them tonight, Lord. Be close to them, Lord, in the name of Jesus. And every family that's bereaved of their loved one or someone that's closer to them that they lost, Lord, be merciful and give comfort in the name of Jesus. We believe you tonight, oh God, and we're taking you at your word. And we thank you right now for having mercy on us, Lord. We thank you, oh God, for giving us this opportunity to call upon your name, Lord. We thank you for all the wonderful work that you've done in our lives and for the miracles. We thank you for touching and healing us, oh God. We thank you for encouragement. We thank you for working things out for us, Lord. Hallelujah. We praise you, Lord Jesus. Glory to your name, Lord. You've been so good to us.
We don't deserve it, Lord. But we thank you for your grace. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for this prayer. We thank you for your people everywhere, Lord God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. We thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. 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 Thank you ask it in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you. Amen. We thank the Lord for that opening prayer coming through Pastor Sheila Hameen. And at this time, I will be reading the opening scripture, and I will be reading the 128th number of Psalm. Blessed is everyone that fears the Lord, that walketh in his ways. For thou shalt eat the labor of thine hands. Happy shalt thou be, and it shall be well with thee. Thy wife shall be as a fruitful vine by the side of thine house, thy children like olive plants around about thy table. Behold, that thus shall the man be blessed that feareth the Lord. The Lord shall bless thee out of Zion, and thou shalt see the good of Jerusalem all the days of thy life. Yea, thou shalt see the children's children, and peace unto Israel. For the reading of the 128th number of Psalms, may God bless the reading of his word.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank God for that encouraging psalm being read by Sister Cheryl. Thank you again so much for tuning into the Gospel Truth Broadcast with Evangelist Maybelle Edmond. You may tune in every Tuesday and Sunday evening at 7 o'clock p.m. The dial-in number is 945-218-0218, and that access code is 584-7681. You may also listen online at blogtalkradio.com/Grace Radio 5, and 5 is F-I-V-E. We also want to acknowledge Pastor Sheila Hameen, who hosts the Pastor Sheila Hameen Show with co-host Evangelist Maybelle Edmond on Friday evenings at 7 o'clock p.m. and Sunday afternoons at 3:30 p.m. You may dial in by calling 319-527-6763, or you may listen online at www.blogtalkradio.com/MyKingService, Title 1, School, and 1 is O-N-E. The Gospel Truth Prayer Mission hosts Sunday afternoon services at 12 o'clock p.m. and 6 o'clock p.m. prayer on Wednesday evenings at 18 East Center Street. That's in Woodbury, New Jersey. Zip code is 08096. And we want to continue to keep the souls that are on our prayer list in prayer. Added to our prayer list is the bereaved Carr family. We want to continue to pray for Brothers Donovan Darius, for the bereaved Allen family, Evangelist Cynthia Edmond, Evangelist Maybelle Edmond, Sister Cheryl Edmond, Mary Anderson, Kenneth Crockett, Sister Maria McBride, Charles Morris, Titus Edmond Sr., Rosetta Lee, Bruce Williams, Rasheen Parker, Mary Benson, Jonathan West, the bereaved Darius family, the bereaved Holmes family, Dee Dee Johansson, Henry and Mary Edmond. And on our youth prayer list, we want to keep India West in prayer. We want to continue to pray for Lyric and Essence Darius, for Tiffany Ray, India McBride, Stephen and Terrell Allen, David Hameen, and all those who are currently requesting prayer. And those are all of the announcements that I have at this time. And we're going to ask if Evangelist Cynthia Edmond would give us a few words. Amen. God bless you, Evangelist Cynthia. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Amen. God bless you, Evangelist. And God bless you, man. Cynthia, I know sometimes we have phone difficulties, but
I know.
Amen.
she's unable to come on. Maybe I'll sing a little song and maybe give her a little more time. Amen. God bless you. Amen. Is that Evangelist Cynthia? Praise the Lord. We're going to ask if you wouldn't mind, would you render a lecture unto the Lord? God bless you.
Amen. Thank God for another opportunity. What would it profit me? Tell me, what would it profit me if I should gain this whole world and lose my soul? Tell me, what would it profit me? Oh, what would it profit me? Oh, what would it profit me if I should gain this whole world and lose my soul? What would it profit me? What would it profit me? Oh, what would it profit me if I should gain this whole world and lose my soul? Tell me, what would it profit me? Oh, what would it profit me? Tell me, what would it profit me if I should gain this whole world and lose my soul? What would it profit me?
Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank God for that selection. And, you know, that's a thought-provoking song. Praise God. What would it profit me if I should gain the whole world and lose my soul? It's not worth it. Amen. So don't go after these things. Go after the Lord. It won't profit you anything. Glory to God. You just end up losing out altogether. And I just thank God for that selection. I thank the Lord for the opening scripture. Praise God. Just thank God for all of you. And tonight, I want to encourage you to open your heart, open your ears, your spiritual ears. Get ready to hear the word of God. Amen. God wants to minister to you tonight. He wants to speak to you. So turn your attention away from anything and everyone who is a distraction and pay close attention as the word of God comes forth. Amen. Receive the word and allow God to speak to you tonight. So at this time, without further ado, we return the broadcast into the hands of our speaker in the person of Evangelist Maybelle Edmond. And as she comes, let us pray with her and for her as she ministers the word of God. God bless you, Evangelist May. Great. So, Lord, let us pray. Thank you for this day. Thank you for this broadcast. Thank you for every listener. We pray that you will have your way, that you will send your word, send your anointing. Bless us tonight, for without you, we can do nothing. We are looking to you, O Lord, to take control, to send your word, to touch and bless every soul on this broadcast. We pray that you have your way and let your will be done, and we will give thy name the praise. This prayer we pray in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen. Praise the Lord. We thank the Lord for this broadcast. We do honor the Spirit of the Lord. And to all of our ministers on the line, the evangelists and Sister Cheryl, we thank God for you. Let us go to the Word of God, namely in the book of Proverbs, the 29th chapter and verse 18. Also Daniel, the 2nd chapter and verse 19. And we're going to begin reading with Daniel, the 2nd chapter, verse 19. Then was the secret revealed unto Daniel in a night vision. Then Daniel blessed the God of heaven. Daniel answered and said,
Blessed be the name of God forever and ever, for wisdom and might are his, and he changeth the times and the seasons. He removeth kings and setteth up kings. He giveth wisdom unto the wise and knowledge to them that know understanding. He revealeth the deep and secret things. He knoweth what is in the darkness, and the light dwelleth with him. I thank thee and praise thee, O thou God of my Father, given me wisdom and might, and has made known unto me now what we desired of thee. For thou hast now made known unto us the king's matter. Praise the Lord. I believe King Nebuchadnezzar had a dream, but I don't believe that they were able to understand the dream. And the Lord began to reveal this dream to Daniel. Glory to God.
Yes.
We're going to go over to Proverbs, the 29th chapter, and verse 18. Where there is no vision, the people perish. But he that keepeth the law, happy is he. Praise the Lord. We're going to talk to you tonight. My title, Perishing. And my theme, There is No Vision. A vision is an intellect, a foresight, an intelligent foresight. A man of vision, the mystical experience of seeing as if with the eyes, the supernatural or a supernatural being. To see in or as if in a vision. Glory to God. I believe Daniel saw the vision, and I believe the Lord revealed to him the vision and gave him the understanding of the vision. Glory to God. He said, then was the secret revealed unto Daniel in a night vision. Glory to God. And then Daniel blessed the God of heaven, because God has given him the vision. God had opened it up and revealed to him what this dream was all about. Glory to God. As we look in the church world, we can see that people are perishing. They're actually dying. And when a person perishes, that's what happens. They'll die, especially in an untimely manner. Glory to God. They pass from existence. They disappear gradually, or they deteriorate. And they begin to just go down because there's no vision. And we are living in that time now. People don't have a vision. Oh, my God, they're going forth. They're saying some of everything. They're talking about what's happening in the world. They're talking about what's going on in the news. They're talking about what happened on television. Lord, but they don't have a vision. They're talking about something they heard or something somebody told them, but they have no vision. The Bible said, no vision. This is why the people are perishing. Where there is no vision, where you don't have a vision, the people perish. But he that keepeth the law, happy is he. Glory to God. There is no vision. And this is why the people are dying out in the church world. Glory to God. We are living in these times when people, they are looking for the word of God. They want to hear the word of God. so that they can gain strength. But there is no strength. They are not gaining strength. They are not gaining that unction to go forth in the Lord. They are sitting around. They are sad, despondent, and no hope. Glory to God, is as though they have lost their hope. They have lost their joy. Glory to God. The Bible said, feed the flock of God. We got to preach the word of God to them, not fables and not rhymes, not riddles, not talking about ourselves, not talking about what we can do, not talking about who's saved and who's not saved. Glory to God. The word of God lets us know that we are saved by faith through grace. It's God's grace. Glory to God. It's nothing that we did that makes us saved. It's the mercy of God. Hallelujah. If you feel like they're not saved, just leave them alone. God will take care of them. Glory to God. You don't have to try to fix it. Let God fix it. Just preach the word of God. And the word of God will cause them to get saved. It's the word that does the job. The Bible said the word of God is powerful and it's quick and it's sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing between the marrow and the bone. And it is a discerner of the intents and thoughts of the heart. Let God do it. Hallelujah. Just preach the word of God and tell the people what the word of God says. Hallelujah. Because where there is no vision, the people perish. We have to go before God in consecration, fasting and praying, seeking the Lord, and asking God to lead us and show us the way He have us to go, and ask God to give us the vision so that we might be the people of God, so that we can lead the people of God and give the true word of God. Hallelujah. Not hearsay, not what somebody else said, not what you heard. Hallelujah. That's what people are preaching today. They're preaching something they heard. They didn't see the individual, but they're preaching something that somebody told them. They're throwing off instead of preaching the true gospel of Jesus Christ. Jesus said, go ye therefore into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved. Hallelujah. And he that believeth not shall be damned. So we have to preach the gospel of Jesus Christ. We have to tell them what the Bible says. Tell them what the word of God says. Not our own words, not our own thoughts, not our own opinion, but we got to tell them what thus said the Lord. And in order to do that, we have to go before God in prayer. We got to get a vision. We got to hear from God, and God will tell us what to say. God will tell us what to do. God will show us, hallelujah, what he wants us to do, what he wants us to say. He will reveal to us what is going on. Hallelujah. This is what we must do in order to lead God's people. Glory to God. No vision. The they're coming service after service. Hallelujah. Day after day. But still they're perishing. They're dying because they're not being fed. They don't have a vision. There's no vision in the midst. But Lord, we are looking to you to take us through. We are looking to the Lord to help us that we may teach and preach the right way. Glory to God. We don't want to preach our own word. We don't want to lift up ourselves. We don't want to talk about ourselves. We want to give God the glory. The glory belongs to the Lord. And another, God is not going to have it. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. He said, my glory will I not give to another. So we have to be careful about what we are doing and what we are saying. We must preach the gospel of Jesus Christ. And we must have a vision, because without that vision, the people perish. The Bible says in Amos, the 11th verse, 8 and 11, behold, the days coming, saith the Lord God, that I will send a famine in the land, not a famine of bread, nor of thirst, nor for water, but of hearing the words of the Lord. He's going to send a famine. It's going to be a scarcity for the word of God, not for water, not for bread, but for hearing the word of God. Glory to God. We got to preach and teach and tell it right now. Hallelujah. So somebody can get strength. And the Bible said, in doing so, we save ourselves and them that hear us. Hallelujah. And we just preach the gospel of Jesus Christ. We can save others. And in preaching the gospel ourselves, we save ourselves. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. This is what every born-again preacher must do. Preach the word. Because without the vision and the preaching of the gospel, souls will be lost. Glory to God. I don't want it to be given account unto me because I didn't preach or because I had no vision. I couldn't see down the line of time what the church needed or what the people need. Glory to God. In order to do that, you got to go before the Lord, prayer and consecration, and God will give you a vision. He'll show you which way to go. Some people are still riding off of somebody else's vision, something that the Lord gave someone else, and that's been umpteen years ago. Glory to God. But you got to get a vision for yourself. You need to get a vision from God for yourself. And then that way you can lead the people on and show them what way, which way they should go and how the Lord wants you to move the church forward in the Lord. Glory to God. I just thank God because God of mine to get closer to the Lord. I want that vision because where there is no vision, we perish. We die out. Glory to God. I don't want to die out, but I want to be saved in the end. I want to make it into that city that the Lord has prepared for everyone that loves him and everyone his word. Glory to God. That day is coming, saith the Lord, that he will send a famine in the land, and it's not going to be for bread. It's not going to be for thirst of water, but it's going to be for the hearing of the words of the Lord. I believe back in that time when Samuel, the Lord called Samuel, glory to God. The Bible said, and the word of the Lord was precious. In those days, there was no open vision. There wasn't even an open vision during that time. Glory to God. But God has given the Daniel this vision and let him understand the dream King Nebuchadnezzar had. He opened it up and gave him knowledge and gave him understanding, and he revealed the deep and secret things. He knoweth what is in the darkness, and the light dwelleth with him. Glory to God. The Bible said, I thank thee and praise thee, O thou God of my fathers, who has given me wisdom and might and has made known unto me now what we desired. Glory to God. What they desired of the Lord made it known unto them. So God will do the same thing for us if we seek him. Just remember, if there's no vision, the people perish. Glory to God. We have to have some kind of insight on how to lead God's people. I just thank the Lord tonight. At this time, we're going to have a word of prayer. We know that prayer changes things. Glory to God. We need to get closer to God because the Lord is moving. And we can see how he's moving. Glory to God. We just want to be ready when the Lord calls our name. When it come our time to die, we don't want anything in our way. We don't want anything Amen. In our life that should not be. And God is allowing us a chance to pray, a chance to seek his faith, and a chance to call on his name, a chance to get a little closer, a chance to do his will and speak his word in the name of Jesus. Heavenly Father, we come before your presence. We thank you for your word today.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord. We pray that you look upon us with compassion and mercy. Give us a vision, O Lord. Give us a revelation. Reveal unto us the way you would have us to go. We don't want to walk in our own way. We don't want to do our own will, but we want to please you. In the name of Jesus, help us, O Lord. Lead and guide us. Direct our path. We acknowledge you, O Lord, the God of our salvation. We're trusting in you today that you may lead us on to victory, that you may guide us into all righteousness. Help today, Lord. Look on us. We are frail. We are weak. And we need you to take us through. For without you, we can do nothing. We're dependent on you. Looking to you, the author and the finisher of our faith. Without you, Lord, we cannot fulfill your will. Help us today, O Lord. Move in a mighty way. Show us the way, O Lord. We don't know the way, but we need you to guide us. To guide us, O Lord, in the right way. The way that you would have us to go. Help us, O Lord, to follow the leading of the Lord. Help us today, Lord. Look on your people everywhere. Everyone that named the name of Christ. We pray that you touch and bless. Help us to do your will. Help us, O Lord. In the name of Jesus, we want to be saved. We want to go through. Look on the souls that are suffering right now. Touch right now. Heal and deliver. Look on that soul that is mourning in pain. has mercy on him. You know his name. You know all about it. Save him, oh Lord. Touch his body in the name of Jesus. Have compassion, oh Lord. Have mercy, oh Lord. Look on the soul. Touch right now. Deliver, oh Lord. Oh, my God, stay to the uttermost. Let your spirit prevail. Let your blood cover tonight. Wash away sin. Blot out of transgression. In the name of Jesus, look on the bereaved family. Touch right now. Comfort their souls. Help them to get through. In the name of Jesus, make ways out of no way. Open up doors, oh Lord. Fix it, oh Lord. Jesus, we know you're able. We know you got the power. We pray, Lord, that you touch and bless, that you will save, oh Lord. Be merciful tonight, oh Lord. In the name of Jesus. Pray that you will bless this broadcast. Bless every listener. Save, oh Lord. Deliver those souls that are crying out to you, that want to be saved, those that are seeking to be delivered. Have mercy on them. Save them, oh Lord. In the name of Jesus. Oh, my God. Save, oh Lord. In the name of Jesus, we know you can do it. We believe you today. We take you at your word. We pray that you look on the youth. You know all about them, oh Lord. Touch them one by one and name by name. Say such as should be saved. Deliver, oh Lord, in the name of Jesus. Oh, my God, we pray that you continue to bless every soul that is on this broadcast. Have your way and take control. In the name of Jesus, we pray. We thank you for this prayer. Pray that you go with us and
thank you, Lord.
Bless us, and we shall be blessed. Save us, and we shall be saved. This prayer we pray, O Lord, in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen. This part of the broadcast is into the hands of Evangelist Sheila Hameen.
Amen. Praise God. Thank God for that powerful, anointed message coming through Evangelist. Amen. And Lord knows we need this word tonight. We need to hear. And that is, the people are perishing because there's no vision. We need that vision. And the word of God lets us know clearly that where there's no vision, the people perish. We need that. And today, people are caught up into their own things. Like he said, they're stuck on somebody else's vision and somebody else, what they did decades ago. But it's time. It's time to seek the Lord for the vision. And he will reveal what vision is going to be a blessing to the church. It's going to work for the church, for the growth of the church. I thank God for this message tonight. It's truly needed, and I just want to encourage everyone to seek after the Lord and let God deal with you. Every listener, whoever is listening to this word tonight, if you're in a place where there is no vision, the word of God is right. You're going to perish. You are going to perish because the word of God is right and the word of God has spoken it.
That's
seek
right.
The Lord and ask God to put you where you can be led by the Spirit of God, where you can grow, where you can be blessed.
Yes.
There's no need of sitting still and being stagnant and not moving forward. There's
Amen.
No need for you to do that because praying to the Lord, he will answer prayer.
Yes.
He will give that's insight. He'll give the vision. He'll show the way. Hallelujah.
Yes,
praise
he will.
God. So you don't have to just sit there, glory to God, and die out. You don't have to do that.
Amen.
But God, he's a merciful God, and he will show you the way. He'll lead you out. Amen. So don't stay in that slump. Don't stay where you are.
but move forward in the Lord. Praise God. I thank God once again for this beautiful message on tonight, and it's very much needed. It needs to be heard in the churches everywhere. Hallelujah. Because we need this. And I want to encourage you, Vance May, continue to let the Lord have his way. Let him speak through you. Let him do whatever he wants to do. Glory to God. So at this time, we're going to have give way that we can have remarks from our other evangelists or other clergy who might be on the broadcast tonight. God bless you.
Amen. I thank God for the word of God coming through Evangelist Maybell, talking about the people. The people are perishing, and there is no vision. And this was such a deep message. I thank God for the word. She began to talk about various things that people are doing, you know, watching television, but they don't have that holy vision. And I tell you, without it, we will die. And like she said, I don't want to die either. I thank God for this word. Evangelist Maybell, be very much encouraging. Keep on preaching the word of God.
Praise God. Thank God for such a beautiful message, a timely message on this evening. I tell you, God, he really spoke to us tonight through Evangelist May.
Amen.
People are perishing because the leaders don't have a vision. Amen.
Amen.
You have to have a, in order to lead a person,
yes.
Amen, to lead a group of people, you have to have a vision.
Yes.
Amen. You take these Congress and all of that, if they didn't have a vision to take the country forward, we'll be in a terrible mess.
Amen. Amen.
And some of them don't have a vision. Amen.
Yes.
And that's why we're in such a rut. And it's the same thing in the church world. If you don't have a vision, the people is going to perish. People will start dropping out, leaving, and all kinds of things.
Amen.
But we don't want that to happen. Amen. We want to have a vision. Amen.
Yes.
To guide the people, to
yes.
lead them from the way to go. Amen. Show them what to do in the Lord. Amen. This is what Daniel did. That the Lord began to reveal it to Daniel.
Yes.
Amen. And I just thank God for I want to encourage you, Vanessa May, to continue to preach the word.
Amen. Any other remarks? If not, we thank God for the beautiful remarks. And at this time, we're going to give the broadcast back to Evangelist May. God bless you, Evangelist.
Praise the Lord. Thank the Lord for Evangelist Amin. Thank the Lord for Evangelist Cynthia and Evangelist Khadija. And for Sister Cheryl, I thank the Lord for this word. Thank the Lord for every listener that's on this broadcast. I pray that you will receive the word of God and let God lead you and show you what he would have you to do or where he would have you to go or how he would have you to do things. I just thank the Lord. I'm encouraged through the word of God myself, realizing that I must have a vision in order to fulfill the will of God. So I'm asking that you pray for me. I want to get closer to the Lord. Those of you that get a word of prayer through, continue to pray for me. And if that's all for tonight, we thank the Lord for each of you. This brings the broadcast to a close. And we do want to mention that our beloved brother and Deacon Carr has passed away, and
yeah.
We expect to be to have the funeral on Saturday, I believe it, December the 17th. The viewing will be from 9 to 11, and then the funeral services start at 11. It's going to be at Christian Temple, located at 910 Shelton Avenue, Camden, New Jersey. And we are looking forward to being there if the Lord say the same. And I just thank God for Deacon Carr. He will be greatly missed.
Amen.
Yes. I mean, he was a great, great blessing to me, to this ministry, and people don't know it, but... He was very, very inspirational in helping me to get this ministry started. Oh, yes. I tell you that I saw Deacon Carr in Home Depot. And I'm just going to tell this in short. I can't tell it all.
Go ahead.
But in Home Depot. And we started talking. I told him what I was looking for and what I was going to do. And we got to talking. He said, well, my nephew, Seti, does all this kind of work. And so he said, I'll give you his number. So he gave me his number. He said, call him. And I began to call Brother Seti, his nephew, Seti. And he came on down, came down here to the prayer mission and looked around, and then he started working. I tell you, that brother got his hands dirty and got in here, started breaking up wood and bagging it up. I tell you, because we tore down the wall and took the wood, gathered it all up, put it in these big trash bags. I tell you, he got to working, and I wasn't even feeling well at all. But he was working so till I started feeling better, and I started
praise the Lord. That's all right.
And then after that, he came back again the next day and worked some more. And Deacon Carr said, he said, whatever I pay Seti, he said, he told Seti to give it back to me. And he said, he's going to pay Seti for the work. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Bless the
name of
Jesus.
Thank you,
Jesus. He
said, yes, he's
going to pay Seti for the work that he did here. Glory to God. I told him to give me my money back. And that's just what he did. He gave me the money
all
back.
Right.
And Deacon Carr paid him. Glory to God. He began to ask me, how's it coming? You see, because he was concerned at the vision. Glory to God, both of them. They followed through. And the Lord blessed us to get this place together. And we were able to come on in and have church. I tell you, God is a good God. He's a merciful God. I think he had a concern for the work of the Lord. He had a concern for the people of God. That's not all that he did. He's been a blessing to me. He was a financial blessing to me. Put it in my hand. I didn't ask him for anything, but he put the money in my hand, and it wasn't a little bit. I tell you, God is good. You know, that means a whole lot. When a person can see the vision, can see the work of the Lord, and has a concern for the work of God and the ministry. And not only that, he told me he came back to Glassboro, New Jersey. He said, because the Lord had laid it on his heart to come back there to Glassboro, his mother had started her mission there, and started the church there. Glory to God. But I believe he had moved to another state, but the Lord gave him to come back to Glassboro, and he did, and the Lord blessed him. And I'm thankful for what God has done. That's just a little piece of it. I can't tell it all, but he certainly has been a blessing. And he had a concern. That's what I liked about it. Not so much the finance and all of that, but he had a concern. And he had compassion. And he was able to see and help somebody else in their ministry. And that I'm glad about. But he will be greatly missed. I tell you, I just thank God. But anyway, we look forward to
the service on Saturday, if the Lord say the same. So let us lift him up in prayer, and his wife, Sister Doreen, we're praying for her because we know God is able to work a miracle in her life, and that's what we are looking for. So let's keep them in our prayers. We thank God for all things. Not going to hold up the time any longer. If that's all, we bring this broadcast to a close. We look forward to being back again on Tuesday night at 7 p.m. and next Sunday at 7 p.m. God bless you and good night.